I'm Lori London. This is VOA News. Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh was grilled by the Senate Judiciary Committee for a second day, but when senators asked Mr. Kavanaugh, if he'd recuse himself from any cases involving matters coming before the court that involved the special counsel's Russia investigation, the answers were nonspecific.
If I committed to deciding a particular case, which includes committing to whether I would participate in a particular case, all I would be doing is demonstrating that I don't have the independence of the judiciary of the judging that is necessary to be a good judge.
Democrats are worried Kavanaugh will be another barrier to legal accountability for President Trump. U.S. and Canadian negotiators pushed ahead in grinding talks to rescue the North American Free Trade Agreement Thursday. President Donald Trump has set a deadline for a deal this week, prompting aides to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland to work well into the evening Thursday to find ways to move forward.
A good deal for Canada, the U.S., and Mexico is absolutely achievable. That is what we are working towards, and that's our goal that we are unrelentingly and single-mindedly focused on.
A source familiar with the discussion said it's unclear whether the two sides could bridge the gaps or whether Trump will opt for a Mexico-only bilateral trade deal. Passengers and crew on two flights arriving in Philadelphia from Europe Thursday were screened by medical teams after 12 people aboard became ill with flu-like symptoms a day after a similar outbreak on a flight from Dubai to New York. All 250 people on separate airlines flights were held for medical review. This is VOA News. Britain has presented the UN with evidence that Russia ordered the chemical attack against a former spy last spring in Salisbury. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
British Ambassador Karen Pierce told the Security Council Russian agents were behind the poisoning of a former spy and his daughter.
We have clear evidence,
which Russia's ambassador denounced as a mendacious cocktail of facts.
London needs this story for just one purpose, to unleash a disgusting anti-Russian hysteria.
Vasily Nebenzia spoke through a UN interpreter. He said Russia's attempts to help in the investigation of the case have been rebuffed. Said Pierce, you don't recruit an arsonist to put out a fire. Warren Levinson, New York.
Hundreds of people took to the streets of Iraq's southern oil city of Basra for a fourth day of violent protests on Thursday, where residents, angry over the neglect of their city's collapsing infrastructure, set fire to political offices. Eight demonstrators have been killed in clashes with security forces and dozens injured since a wave of protests began on Monday. Protesters on Thursday targeted several provincial government buildings, setting the headquarters of the local government on fire, also blocking main roads in the city center. South Korean officials say high-level talks will be held early next week among representatives from the two Koreas to prepare for a meeting of the leaders of the two countries September 18th through 20th. South Korea's national security advisor said the meetings will take place at the peace village of Panmunjom to discuss protocol, security, communications, and media coverage as part of preparations for the summit. Wednesday, a five-person South Korean delegation led by President Moon Jae-in's top security advisor visited the North Korean capital and agreed to the summit dates. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee has more.
Kim Jong-un's new groundbreaking message to Donald Trump, he's putting an end to his long-range missile tests and planning to denuclearize by early 2021. The North Korean leader claims rocket launches and nuclear tests have become permanently impossible after Pyongyang dismantled test sites earlier this year. His words were relayed by South Korean officials on Thursday after they met with Kim in Pyongyang this week. They say Kim told them that his faith in the U.S. president remains, quote, unchanged, and that he wants to denuclearize during Trump's first term. It marks the first time the North Korean leader has offered a timeline for getting rid of his weapons.
Grace Lee reporting. New York's attorney general issued civil subpoenas Thursday to all eight Roman Catholic dioceses in the state as part of a sex abuse investigation. I'm Lori London, VOA News.